From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Some people kick off the new year with a detox period. Dry January, dryuary is a thing. No alcohol for the month. Some people cut out carbs or simple sugars, and others are cutting out much more. In another trend, some big brands are capitalizing, as the BBC's Victoria Craig reports.
Veganuary is the latest hashtag to flood your Instagram feed. Brands from multi-billion dollar fast food giants to local pubs are cashing in on the craze. Pizza Hut even has a website dedicated to its vegan range in an effort to lure resolution makers.
My name is Jens Hofmeyer. I'm the CEO of Pizza Hut Restaurants in the UK. We started this journey about 2 years ago. The star pizza at the moment is our jackfruit pizza.
The vegan pie tops tomato sauce with the jackfruit, which has a savory pulled pork consistency. And then it piles on vegan cheese, sweet corn, onions, peppers, and barbecue sauce. But incorporating meat-free options hasn't been a quick pivot.
I can't tell you that, you know, launching a vegan range is a big money maker for us, and it's actually not the primary objective of doing it. If I just look at the whole development of a vegan menu, I would say that's well over £100,000, £200,000.
More options, endless temptations. But are customers buying it? We won't see sales figures until first quarter financial results are published in March. But if changes to menus are any indication, some customers are jumping on the bandwagon. McDonald's unveiled vegan and vegetarian options, coffee chain Costa added two new milk choices, and grocery store chains have heavily promoted their all-vegan ready meals. British bakery chain Greggs introduced a vegan sausage roll this month, and it's had trouble keeping the pastry stocked. That's despite controversy over whether sausage can ever be vegan, and not everyone on the streets of London is on board with the idea of committing to short-term veganism.
I think it's a bit pointless to only stop for 1 month because you haven't really changed your lifestyle then.
I'm not fond of it because I'm highly fond of meat and chicken and protein, as well as eggs and milk.
So is the high cost and commitment for these brands worth it? And how likely are customers to stick to their January resolutions? I put those questions to Richard DeVisser, a professor at the University of Sussex's School of Psychology. He's studied the health impacts of resolution trends.
If you think about dry January, 50% of them go back to drinking at pretty much the same levels. Where we find the change that happens, and this is just on 40% of people, are actually drinking less. And you'd expect to see similar things happening in Veganuary.
Back at Pizza Hut, the company's CEO says plans are in the works to incorporate veggie-focused pies onto the permanent menu in March. So whether you're seeking a temporary fix or long-lasting dietary change, there are plenty of options for those committed to making their vegan resolutions stick. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.